तस्मिन् न विष्ट्या यति विश्वमात्मनो तस्मिन् न विद्या यति विश्वमात्मनो भारं निरुद्य सुमनुन्नया धिया भारं निरुद्य सुमनुन्यात्मधिया लोकानिरुच्छास निपीडिता वृषम् लोकानिरुच्छास निपीडिता वृषम् सर्वलोकपाल शरणं ययुः सर्वलोकपाल शरणं ययुः हरिम् अस्मिन् ध्रुव महाराज अभिजायति when meditating with full concentration. Vishwam Atmanah. The total body of the universe. Dwaram. The holes. Nirudhya. Closed. Assume. The life air. Ananya. Without being deviated. Diverted. Dhyā. Meditation. Loka. All the planets. Niruchhasva. Having stopped breathing. Piditā. Thus being suffocated. Brisham. Very soon. Sarlokapala. All great demigods from different planets.
All the great demigods from different planets.
Saranam. Shelter. Vayuhu. Tuk Yayuhu.
Harim.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. When Dhruva Maharaj became practically one in heaviness with Lord Vishnu, a higher world, if he performs meditation, what power he can get, this is indication of that. When Dhruva Maharaj became particularly one in heaviness with Lord Vishnu, the total consciousness who is fully concentrating and closing all the holes of his body, he totally universal breathing became choked up, and all the great demigods in all the planetary systems felt suffocated and thus took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dhruva Maharaj became practically one, in heaviness with Lord Vishnu. The total consciousness. Due to his fully concentrating. And closing all the holes of his body.
Total universal breathing.
Became choked up. And all the great demigods. In all the planetary systems. felt suffocated, and took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Prabhupada, it's probably as difficult to understand as this one. Let's listen. How my pressing, my holes will suffocate you. This is a unique example. Guru Maharaj, his meditation, he's going to forest, he's meditating on Vishnu. It's all unique. Purport. When hundreds of persons are sitting in an airplane, although they remain individual units, they share in the total force of the airplane, which runs 1,000 miles per hour. The unit energy becomes as powerful as total energy. As explained in the previous source, Guru Maharaj became, because of the spiritual advancement, became almost total heaviness, and thus he pressed down the whole earth. Moreover, by such spiritual power, his unknown body became the total body for the universe. Thus when he closed the whole in his body, in firmly concentrated his mind and on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the units of God felt this pleasure of suffocation, feel the pressure of suffocation, as if their heart breathing or being choked. Therefore they all took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they were perplexed as to what had happened. The example of Dhruva Maharaj closing the whole of his personal body and thereby closing the breathing holes of the total universe clearly indicates that a devotee by his personal devotional service can influence all the envelope, all the people of the whole world to become devotee of the Lord. If there is only one pure devotee in pure Krishna consciousness, he can change the total consciousness of the world into Krishna consciousness. This is and very difficult to understand if we study the behavior of the Maharaj. Not very difficult to understand. So, the Maharaj stopped breathing above demigods. And he was noticed by other demigods and for Vishnu also. Something has happened. The emergency situation. There are a couple of examples like that. When one time Hanuman jumped as a little child like this, and he tried to eat Surya, sun god. He couldn't do it, but Surya became afraid. What is this child coming from where? I never experienced this. So he went to Indra Hanuman again and again jumped from the earth to go back to Surya. He said he has some fruit or something. So Indra threw a thunderbolt and Hanu, the jaw bone was cracked of Hanuman. And he fell. Thunderbolt is after all very powerful weapon. So Vayu became very unhappy. So Vayu went on a strike. He stopped moving. Now the movement within the body after you eat, there is Vayu who moves the food and sends from different organs. So he was stopped there also. So nobody could eat anymore. Nobody could pass anymore. So it became very critical. So Brahmaji came down and pacified Vayu. No, we'll give your son special blessings. Every demigod gives blessings to Hanuman. And there was one blessing in particular, that he is the most powerful human being on the earth. He is not a human being, whatever, of all the creatures. And Hanuman, with that power, harassed so many saintly people, ruined their gardens, ruined their ashrams. So he was a great nuisance. So the sages got together and said, we have to do something. They consulted Vayu. So sages proposed that we did Hanuman be most powerful man, but I mean, most powerful creature. But he will let us curse him to forget that he is the most powerful creature. So only in emergencies one remembered that he has power. That's how he jumped from the ocean. Jumped from the mountain over the ocean to Sri Lanka. So he also came back and during the to bring the whole mountain to Lakshman pure. So this is some example of individual power affecting the whole universe. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang the holy name of Krishna. He asked Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, I am very worried. I'm chanting, but there's so many malicious and yavanas, they don't come. What will happen to them? They will really go to the horrible sin, sinful hells. Whereas I had come to cheaply unload all I had. Mercy. Very cheaply am ready to give love of God, the fruit of love of God. All the Dhanaratna money, that is wealth and jewelry of the universe, cannot purchase one love of God. That I am going to give free to everybody. But some people are just avoiding what I do. So here as Sagar says, don't worry, Lord. When you chant Hare Krishna, all these trees will hear them. That by hearing the sound vibration, they reciprocate by the, what is it called?
Echo.
Echo. By the echo. Thank you. By the echo. And my Sankirtan is going to penetrate to the layers of the universe. And it will go away, so it will benefit everything in the universe. So then, Haridasa says, my Lord, when you appear, you have a habit, you have a sort of obligation to take all the living entities with you back to home, back to God. So when Lord Krishna appeared in this universe, he did not just deliver his devotees and the demons he killed and the devotees that loved him. He delivered everybody that died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He delivered everybody that was in the universe at that time. So when Krishna, Ram and Lord Chaitanya appeared, then they took all the divinities with them. So, Haridasa Thakur said, he is going to take them all with you. So there is no worry, and I don't want to see your disappearance past time. So let me die before you. So Haridasa Thakur expressed the desire. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I cannot let you go. If you go, then who will glorify me? Who will be serving me? So Haridasa Thakur said, there are many ants moving on the earth. I am just one of the ants. You have all kinds of maharathi devotees. They will take care of you. It is my desire to die in front of you. My eyes looking at your beautiful face and my tongue chanting Hare Krishna. My ears singing deep the nectar of holy name. So you kindly do not create any obstacles to fulfill my desires. We know only two occasions, then such a desire of fulfilled. One was Vishnudev, whose soul was sleeping on the bed of arrows. In my appropriate delivery time, the appropriate time, Krishna was present there, and Vishnudev offered prayers to Krishna. And that way he left his body. There was one which was Hidasakur. Hidasakur looked at the Lord. His eyes were set in tears. And the Lord brought many devotees. There was two devotees of Sankirtan. And they circled Hidasakur. Is like that, looking at the Lord, Haridas left his body. So the Lord took Haridas' fresh body on his hand, and he is jumping up and down at the body of Haridas. Like they took him to the burial ground. They washed him in the ocean, and then they built Samadhi. Lord Chaitanya himself dug the first cement hole, and filled the cement hole also. Then after building Samadhi, they circumvented and did turn to Kirtan. Then Lord Chaitanya came to Anandaja, Shri Sri Prasad, and never before he had asked anything from them. Today the Lord became bigger and he said, I am bringing some prasad for my Haridas. I want to eat some fish because he has gone back home back. So all the merchants, they brought baskets of prasad. For example, they say, we don't need so much. Whatever we need, we'll take it. He told the Lord not to pay any further. Then prasad came. Lord Chaitanya served every single devotee. He had an interest in Sahu Prachari. He called the interest in dead food for him. And he sat down and ate with the devotees. So, that is also called samasti consciousness. Teaching it by example how to actually be dear to Krishna. Haridas Thakur was a Namacharya and Lord Chaitanya gave him so much importance. There's no such example anywhere else in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, the examples of individual consciousness affecting the world, total consciousness, is seen in fallen yogis also. These people like Sai Baba and Satya Sai Baba and the other gurus, they apparatus chain from golden chain from was here. And I happened to find out that Roswell was here. So some ordinary man would be very impressed and call him Bhagavan. But it's actually the effect of a fallen soul. He had some siddhi, but he was on the path and he became deviated. Most yogis become deviated. Bhakti yoga is easy. Even if you fall down, you don't have to do anything. Just stand up and start chanting. So, there are in India many, many sadhus, out of which how to recognize Prabhupada? They couldn't recognize. Prabhupada was the same. His books were the same. His teachings were the same in 1962 as it was in 1977. But people could not recognize him because they did not know how to recognize a saintly person. Saintly person is never recognized by how many feet long beard he gives or how many hair he gives or how many miracles he makes. It is by the ears and by the words, of the saintly person we recognize. Sadam prasanga muvaya samvito pavanti rizkarna rasayana tajyoshanad asu ovalvarmani saddharati bhakti rama bhavishya. Sadam prasanga. So, with association of the saintly persons, who he has my transcendental glories. With a saintly person, we have to hear about Krishna. Saintly person is not going to give you bed for the family. Or he is going to give you secret treasures for the foreigner for the secret treasures. So we should know, we should recognize how to meet a saintly person. Prabhupada was very straightforward. One time I met him in Bombay and he was reading Krishna book. So I said, Prabhupada, you are reading your own book. So he said, I don't think I have written this book. I cannot write such a nice book. Must be Krishna who has written this book. Krishna, only Krishna can write such a nice book. So, practically, every word that Prabhupada spoke was dictated by Krishna. Many of you are pure devotee. Then whatever you do is the desire of the Lord. Even though he went to America and struggled hard, he was still Krishna's instrument. That struggle was also Krishna's desire. And then one year later, some hippies giving $5, $10. $5, $10. Hired him in an apartment and a shop, matchless gift. So, Prabhupada had a first center, Hare Krishna. His confidence is a very Krishna consciousness. There are also some priests say, Swamiji, why are you saying Krishna consciousness? Why don't you make it God consciousness? So Prabhupada said, because God is Krishna. What's wrong with giving God's name, address, phone number, and exact correct name? So Prabhupada says, Krishna, Ram, and Hari. These are the three holy names. And they are not of this plane, they are from the spiritual plane. We are adhyamic. Atha Sri Krishna Ramadi Namavindayam Indriyehi. Sri Krishna Nam Rup Lila Nam cannot be perceived by material senses. Sivanmukhi Jivado Swayam Yasvati. Starting with tongue, gradually they reveal the nearer nature. There is a lot of mysticism in our sampradaya also. But it is mysticism of one mystic. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Parthasarathi. He is the highest mystic. We are all submitted to his mystic. How he takes a raw living energy, Adho Shraddha, when he is nothing, then Adho Shraddha, Rasadhasan, Atha Vajana Kriya, Atha Rasani Rutresya, Ronishtha, Pachishtata, Sathaklis, Sathobhav, Sada Prema Vidanchati, Sada Kana Mayam Premano, Padu Gaya Dhyatkama. From Sada to Prem, it's not possible in one lifetime. At least for me. But there are many sincere souls in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visibly frustrated, like Krishnadas Kaviraj's Sarva Goswami, like those devotees, then you hear their names written in Chaitanya Chaitanya. They are all personal associates with the Lord, and they made it in this very life. They were not sadhana siddha. They came with the world, with the Lord from the spiritual world. So we can make it in this world, in this lifetime. Chanting of the holy name is such that Prabhupada said, if somebody chants 16 rounds and follows for every principles, and just does what he did, never leaves his con, association, then there is no power in the world to stop that man from going back home, back to Godhead. This is how much confidence Prabhupada is. So this moment is the only way to actually do that. We are in this way life. There is no other train you to go back to Godhead in the sky. It is said, Hitavan Sankhya Yogavyam Sodharma Parinishtriya Janma Lava Parapunsam Ante Narayana Spruti. By Sankhya or Yoga or by any other method, the end result should be Narayana Smriti. Then your life is successful. So this movement is telling us to remember Narayana at the time of death. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita. Antakalicha mameva swarmukta akaleva yabhyayate sumadvam yadinasat sunsa yamyam bhavis vavam swarmukta vavam jisnyantikaram dhamtam bhavita yam sivante sadhata bhava bhavita. So, Ramanujacharya asked his guru, is it true that your devotee is always chanting your name, but at the time of death, it is not the guru says, he forgets your chanting. So do you not, his loss is, he gets lost like everybody else. And he stops the Rama in the Vaishnava material side. Person did. Ramanujacharya's guru name was Kachipuru. And there is one deity near Madras, Chennai. Prabhuraj deities. Prabhuraj Vishnu deities. This Kachipurna is there is two kashis, Vishnu kashi and Shiva kashi. There are 20 Vishnu temples there and 10 Shiva temples there. So if you go by Chennai, Tirupati, on that way I generally take care of visit to Kanchi also. So this Varadaraj is a very important deity. He used to talk with Kanchipurna. Today the ashram had this much donation, and today this is the account of your garden, so many flowers. So many subjects. Like the Lord would ask his servant accounts and he would give, just like I heard that somebody announce the Buddhist book score. But whether he talks with the Diti Radha Vallam, I am not sure. But they were talking to each other. So Ramanujacharya said, I know you talk to Varadaraj. I have 6 questions. Can you please ask him for me? So Kanchipurna said, don't give me the questions. I'll give you the answers. So he asked Varadaraj, Ramanujacharya had questions. One of them is, if your devotee forgets your time of death, does he have to be going back in the material life? So the Lord said, No. Even if my devotee forgets me, I will not forget him. I will take him from the Sikha and meet him. So there was a thought. What pleases you, my Lord? So sannyas pleases me. There are six questions, six answers. So Ramana has got the answers without asking the questions. There was a wonder that Kanchipurna exhibited Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is also known. He had two gurus. Actually, three. When he was young, he had a guru. And Vaishnava gurus. So his gurus said that I'm giving you this mantra. It's very confidential. You must not tell anybody. This is very secret. He agreed at first. Then he realized it is so nice mantra and it is such a beneficial, very effective mantra. So I have to go to hell. But I should get all the other benefits for this. So he went on the rooftop and announced the mantra that he had given, for which he had promised his guru he would never reveal the secret. So his guru came back on him. He was asked that he would go to hell. Ramanuja was all prepared. He said, if one person goes to hell, and millions get the benefit. I think I will go to hell. So ultimately, of course, he didn't have to go to hell. This time we very much appreciated among this so-called rebellion. Rebellion was for the benefit of welfare of all. Just like Prabhupada, the instruction was to all who preached under the disciples. I heard it. Sridhar Maharaj told me. In 1978, that Swami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj instructed me to go to the West. Swami Maharaj was sitting there in the meeting and he heard. So I told myself, you are directly instructed to go. It is no. Swami Maharaj is indirectly instructed to go. And he went. He took the mission seriously. So who took the Guru's word seriously? But it is not true. Prabhupada was directly also instructed twice by the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. In a last letter, 15 days before passing away, he instructed him. So, Prabhupada took this mission seriously and he went in wilderness Johnson of Anointing Radio, who passed away recently. I heard Star Sick when I was here in Sydney. Anointing Radio says that he was present along with the dog with the steamer took off. And there was one, some agent. Two people saw Prabhupada, that's all. And the steamer started. And he loaded all those first candles, books. He had shown all of them. And that's how he went to America. Long. There is one song. If no one hears your call, you go alone. So there is one saying that sun is about to set. And sun has made a very powerful challenge. Now I am going down. Who is going to take my place? No one can take some space. But one lamp stood up. There is Swami. I will take your place. So, for Chaitanya, this is his mission. And he went all over India and converted all kinds of people. But the main work of pulling the whole world to Krishna consciousness. He left it for his devotee. And that devotee was Prabhupada. It's not ordinary thing. Kali Kala Yuga Dharma Nama Sanjeevan. Krishna Sakti Vina Tar Nahi Pravata. Krishna Sakti Vina, without the power of Krishna, it's impossible to spread the holy name. So, Prabhupada, whatever he does, he needs, whatever books he wrote, whatever tapes he wrote, made, whatever letter he wrote. At that point of time, everything was done by Krishna. I believed him. So we have not directly dealt with Krishna, but we have dealt with pure devotee, representative of Krishna. And we must, and those who read his books today, they associate with him today also. More than me, who spent many time with him. More than me, the one who reads the books and follows his instructions. He is closer to him than just a disciple. Thank you very much. I just came unannounced. And here I had accepted me. So I'm very grateful.
presente uomo. He didn't go out for 16 years. He was a very powerful yogi. So he thought that coming out is the same as staying in. There's misery in the outside world, there's misery in the womb. So he would not feel difference. But when Krishna, one time, he asked the complaint to Krishna, Krishna went and addressed Sukadev, come out and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. So by the invitation of Krishna, he came to Srimad Bhagavatam. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. Do you accept? So the answer says in Srimad Bhagavatam, you are very fixed in the impersonal truth. But in the beginning of Dwapar, my father, Vyasadeva, spoke to me, Srimad Bhagavatam, and glorified Krishna. And that changed my heart. I came out. Anybody else? Thank you very much.